Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. 2025's economy seems to have a lot of headwinds taking shape as the new administration in Washington rolls out its new policies. Could these headwinds overtake the tailwinds that have been fueling economic growth over the past few years? Frank Heffner is director of the Office of Economic Analysis and professor of economics at the College of Charleston. He joins us now by phone to help us with this topic. Frank, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back.
So tell us, what do you see here with these headwinds that seem to be taking shape here against our economy?
Yes, well, there are a lot of factors going on, but I'd like to point out that our unemployment rate ticked up in December, which nobody really has focused much on. But I will say that over the year, we created in South Carolina a very healthy number of jobs. And so the unemployment rate could be ticking up either because labor force participation is increasing, something's going on there, but it's not because we don't have the jobs. So as you pointed out, the tailwinds are there. So the question is, where are we going from here? I mean, the end of the year finished up with pretty good GDP growth. But what we're finding out is that there is a lot of uncertainty given the chaos of the current administration. Weaponizing tariffs as a tool for doing all sorts of different policy issues rather than just simply economic possibly creates problems. The idea that the foreigners will pay the tariff just is not going to work. As I've pointed out in many times here locally, when I go to a store and there's a local option sales tax, so basically, you know, I had an item that had $10 worth of sales tax, and I said, well, I'll pay $7 of it. Go find someone else to pay the other three. And that doesn't work. I had to pay the whole amount. And that's true for tariffs. Tariffs will increase the cost of a lot of items in the United States. And that could possibly bump up inflation again. The other problem is going to be we just don't know if the other countries will decide to engage in a tariff war with us. If we're going to raise tariffs, they might raise tariffs. Those kind of uncertainties are going to play on what businesses are going to do and investment decisions and a whole host of other things. In addition, some parts of the world are slowing down, like the German economy is slowing down. We could be in for a general slowdown internationally, which would affect us also. And lastly, I'd just like to point out the choice of either candidate during the campaign of using eggs as a measure for inflation. There was no Federal Reserve policy or governmental policy that drove up the price of eggs. It was pretty much bird flu, avian flu. And to use that as a measure, that's a problem. Eggs are not going to go down in price for quite some time, but there's not anything the Federal Reserve or the administration can do about it.
All right. And so if we do see inflation rear its ugly head again because of some of these policies, does that mean that the Fed will raise interest rates again?
Well, that's a real good question. So hopefully they're smart enough to realize that if it's a fiscal policy issue that is on the administration side and congressional side, because Congress, of course, allocates the funds, there's not much the Fed can do against it. So there's always a battle there between the two policy moves. So, yes, they may have to decide to increase interest rates to slow down the inflation rate, depending on what's going to happen here.
All right. Now, one last question. We're starting to hear some worries out there regarding the EV industry, of which South Carolina now is a huge player with lots of manufacturing plants up and running, being built. Any insight there?
Well, to some extent, the industry grew because of government policy rather than market demand. And so if you're going to change the government policy, that's a problem. So anytime you create an industry based on subsidies, you've got to wonder about the efficiency of doing that. So that becomes a problem. And if the current administration is going to remove those subsidies for whatever reason, then it's going to be an issue for firms and states that have those firms to continue operating as they expected. And that's, again, the uncertainty. I mean, there was an expectation of being able to do one kind of activity based on the existing policies. And if they change, then the expectations are going to change. So it's anyone's guess where that's going to go.
Well, Frank, as always, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you. Good talking to you.
Frank Heffner is director of the Office of Economic Analysis and professor of economics at the College of Charleston, where he joined us from by phone. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.